My name is Catalina del Carmen, and I am a wife, mother of two, daughter of immigrants, and rule-breaking business coach for women of color, coaches, creatives, and service professionals. I spent years trying to figure out the online business game, creating fashion blogs, YouTube channels, Instagram pages, email lists, all of the things with little or nothing to show for it. Now I run a growing multiple six-figure coaching business, keeping things radically simple so I could spend more time with my babies than my business. Inside my programs, Show Up Real and Show Up and Lead Mastermind, I teach my clients how to build an online community using authentic revenue-generating content that doesn't require them to be everywhere, whether it's your first four figures in business or six figures in my mastermind. Less is more when you are committed to growing your impact and revenue at the same time. In this show, I tell the whole mother effing truth about what it takes to build and scale an online business. I don't gatekeep. I don't tell you half the truth. I keep it real, and I will challenge you to do it as well. Welcome to Show Up Real Podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I am officially back. We have a brand new name for the podcast. It is called Show Up Real. I know you already know this and you heard the new intro. Y'all, I am so excited about this chapter in my business. I know it's not a huge chapter to everybody else, but I feel like I'm in a phase in my business where I'm really leaning into what my values are and what kind of brand I want to build, and the brand, really honing into the brand that I have built and just like have my own back, right? Like do it my way. And I'm just so excited. I'm so excited that I finally changed the name of my podcast. I'm really getting such a good idea of what the future of my business will look like. I'm in a place in my business where I'm scaling. I'm scaling to, honestly, my eyes are on a million. And I have a ways to go and I have a lot to learn until then. But this year, I will 100% hit at least 400K. And I really want to challenge myself to hit 500K. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I will say that my mindset is so focused on my clients right now. My mindset is really focusing on creating scalable programs. And what I mean when I say scalable programs, what I mean is programs that have everything that my client needs inside of them. I really want the program, like each of my programs, Show Up Real and Show Up and Lead Mastermind. I want each of these programs to have a lot, almost all of the value, the concepts, the methodologies, the teachings. Like I want it to all be packaged up in there so I could really spend my time coaching on what is going to help my clients move forward in their business versus teaching concepts that I have taught before. So I'm definitely in a scaling era. And I will say, my work in my business that I have avoided for so long has been systems and it's been money. So this year, and I mean money, just like in general money management, I have a lot of belief around making money, but around managing money, I have a lot of unhelpful thinking and beliefs about myself that I'm working through with money coaches, with money programs, with money books. And in terms of systems, the same. I'm really committed to improving my systems. I'm so excited. I recently switched up my team. I hired a new OBM who has been helping me streamline so much. We are hiring a service to help us streamline even more systems. I'm in a systems mastermind. Like when I tell you, I am diving into my insecurities this year. Like this is the year I just like face my shit because I know that's what I need to do as I scale. And if I really, really want to get serious about making a million, I need to like head on do the work. So that's what I'm doing this year. I'm doing the work and I'm doing it with a lot of patience and compassion with myself. But regardless, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So that's what's happening on this world, in this side of things. Besides that, let's talk about today's episode. So today I am going to be sharing the four components of profitable content. Okay. So this is what I mean. When I say profitable content or revenue, you might hear me say revenue generating content. When I say revenue generating content, what I mean is that this is content that helps your community make a decision on whether they want to work with you. Like, I want one piece of content to be the thing that gets people to be like, ugh, I really want to work with them. I really need to work with them. That is the energy I want your audience to have when they read your content. I've done a lot of studying in the last like couple months, a lot of studying my own content. I've studied my clients' content. I've studied my coaches' content. I've studied my colleagues' content. And I've been really thinking of like, what is a framework that I could use that or create that really identifies like what makes a piece of content converting. I have taken so many courses. I've done so many programs that taught a lot of different things about content, content creation, content pillars, content. And I still have not seen like a framework that really encapsulates like what one piece of content, like what makes it converting, what makes it like revenue generating. And now I really want to share with you a very, very simple framework. I don't know if framework's the right word, but like a four-step framework on like what makes content converting. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I really wanted to create this so we could simplify the answer to that question, because it's important, right? Like every day my clients are thinking to themselves, I need to create a piece of content. What should I say today? How can I make it create more sales? How can I help my people, right? And if that's the case, I want to help you. So today I'm going to share the four components of revenue generating content. All the content that creates, like any content out there that creates money, uses this framework. Like straight up, in some way, shape, or form, I've studied it. I've read so many pieces of copy and everything kind of fits into this framework. So I'm so excited to get into it. Before I get started, I want to invite you to a webinar I have coming up. I have a webinar happening June 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's all about increasing your sales and your audience by 25% using revenue generating content. I really, really, really want to teach you how to create content that actually sells your programs versus gets people to like you or gets people to be inspired by you or gets people to whatever. Like, I want not only for you to build a community of people who will buy, but also be confident that when you're putting out content, you know it's working for your business. Okay. So if you haven't signed up yet, you can using the link below in the show notes, or if you follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, go follow me on Instagram at Kat Del Carmen, CatDelCarmen. Do that. And if you go to the link in my bio, you'll also see an invite there or on my website. I guess you'll find it all the places. Okay, let's get started. Let's do this. All right. So all revenue generating content has an underlying message that is saying this. This is the framework that we're going to talk through. Number one, all revenue generating content is saying has an underlying message that is saying, one, XYZ result is important. Two, XYZ result is simple. Three, you can create XYZ result. And four, I can help you create the result. So if, let's say, if you are a weight loss coach and you help people lose 10 pounds, the underlying message of all of your content in some way, shape, or form is losing 10 pounds is important. Two, losing 10 pounds is simple. Three, you can lose 10 pounds. And four, I can help you lose 10 pounds. Now, I'm not saying you're literally writing that, okay? But what I'm saying is, what makes a piece of content profitable, like actually converting content, has these four components. It has this messaging. Like when you read it, they're telling you this in some way, shape, or form. All converting content, 100% of it, is telling you this in some way, shape, or form. So let's dig into it, okay? I want you to like really understand the messaging that happens in a revenue generating piece of content. So number one is XYZ is important, and XYZ is the result that you sell. Okay. The result that you sell is important. It is our job. It is our job as coaches, as business owners, to sell the transformation and remind our community that their goals are important. I think we get so wrapped up in life, right? We get so wrapped up in life that we just forget things are important to us. We either forget they're too important to us, or we think that it might be too hard to do, or maybe I'll leave this goal for another year, or maybe they have some beliefs of like, this is just never going to happen for me. Or some people really, really want to create a goal and they keep trying, but they're like, what's going on, right? I want you to remember that as a marketer, as a person who is selling something, your job is to sell the transformation. Your job is to be reminding your community that it is important. It is important that you increase your revenue. It is important that your content isn't just good, that it's revenue generating, right? Like my job is to keep selling you on why content is what you got to be doing to build your business. Right? I have to make sure that my content is saying, yo, this is important. You want to shine a light on the importance of that transformation that you sell. So whether you are selling photography, tell people why is it important? Why is having a photo shoot important? Why is having video important? Why is retiring early important at all? Why is understanding my body and my anatomy and my hormones and my gut health, right? Why is that important at all? You're selling people on the importance. When you're creating revenue generating content, you're not just relating to people, right? You're actually selling them on why it's important. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is a revenue generating piece of content always is pointing a direction that the transformation is simple. The goal that they have is simple to accomplish. Now, a lot of people could look at this one and be like, well, it's not that simple. It's kind of hard, right? Like if I wanted to lose 100 pounds, Like, that's hard, right? That's not easy. But I really want to challenge you to look at the result that you help people achieve and start thinking about it as simple. Simple, not easy, but simple. Goals feel hard for people, but it is your job as a coach, as a service provider, it is your job in your marketing to remind them of how simple it is. It's your job to remind them that it's not as hard as they think. I want you to be very honest with them, but also be very real with them of how simple it is, right? Like, if let's just keep going with the 100 pounds thing, right? 100 pounds feels like a huge goal. It is a huge goal, right? But if that was the case, is the actual process super complicated? Probably not. You probably might like start with like understanding what you're eating now. Create a plan. Take action on the plan. The process is typically very simple to reach almost any goal. And that is what I want you to be selling in your content. I don't want you to just like talk about the result. I want you to be sending this message that like most goals are simple to create. And I want you to be selling that it's not complicated, that it is simple and that they can do it. And I want you to really also like, I think something that's so good to do is telling yourself how simple it is. Telling yourself that like absolutely anyone could do this if they just did this. And this might take you, and this is something I do inside my mastermind, where we lay out the process, the actual process from like A to Z, like what is the steps? What are the steps to get from zero to the result? And we like to simplify those steps in the mastermind as well. But when you are creating content, right? And this is what I teach inside Show Up Real is like, I want everyone to understand what makes content converting. And this is what we do inside Show Up Real, my foundational program that teaches community building and content marketing. But one thing that you're selling is like, you're selling that the process is simple. You're selling that it's not complicated. You're selling them on that. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, you are selling them on that they can do it too. Like one of the underlying messages is you can do this too. Revenue generating content is always selling them on the possibilities. It's selling them on what's possible, right? Like when I'm creating a launch, when I'm launching my program, I'm always thinking of the type of people that need my program, and I'm always selling them on how it's possible, even if, right? So I'm specifically thinking of one scenario where I think it was like during a Show Up Real launch, and during that launch, I was thinking like, who is struggling with their content? The first person I thought of was someone I know who's a stay-at-home mom. And I was like, oh, stay-at-home moms need to know it's possible for them too. I have been a stay-at-home mom. I've created content as a stay-at-home mom. I built my business when I was a stay-at-home mom, right? Like I 100% know it's possible. And I need to be selling them on the possibility as well, right? 9-to-5, 9-to-5ers is another thing, right? Like I'm speaking to all these people and I'm really like my content and what revenue generating content is doing is it's also saying you can do this even if You can do this, right? Like you can retire early, even if you make under 80K. You can lose 10 pounds, even if you have, I don't know, stubborn baby weight or something. You can, I'm just thinking of other scenarios. You can move across the country, or you can move to another country by yourself and create a life for yourself there. Whatever you sell, right? Whatever transformation you sell, I want there to be a message in your marketing, in your content that is saying you can do this. I want there to be an underlying message that says you can do this. Okay. Number four. So this is the fourth, part of this. And I think it's like one of the most important pieces. The last thing that a revenue generating piece of content is saying is I can help you create the result. I can help you create XYZ result. The most important part is to have a thoughtful and honest and simple call to action, right? Like you don't want to just give them the value and give them this message of, hey, this is important. Hey, this is simple. Hey, you can do it too. If you really want to serve people, like if you really want to be about impact and elevating your community, then you have to make that offer. You have to tell them, hey, if you want help, I got you. Go to the link in bio, DM me. I can help you with this. Not only is it so important, not only is it very simple to create this result, but I know you can do it. And if you want help, I got you. Call to actions are invitations and they are necessary. They are necessary. Like when I simplified my business and really committed to selling one-on-one and created a very simple offer, and that year I hit 200K, right? Just selling one-on-one coaching. That year I made, I don't know, probably like somewhere between 15 and 20 offers on a weekly basis. And that was across all of my stuff, right? That was across all of my content, email, podcast, Instagram, IG stories, reel. Well, I don't think I did reels at that time, but posts. Like every time I gave an ounce of value, I would back it up with an invitation. You have to give a call to action, and I don't want you to overthink it. I want it to be thoughtful. I want it to be honest, and I just want it to be real. Like, hey, if you want help with this, I got you. I can help you with XYZ. Click the link in the bio and book a call with me so we can talk about working together. It can be wildly simple, but the reason I created this is because I really wanted you to be able to read your own content. And I wanted you to ask yourself, like, is it saying these things? Is the underlying message of my content saying these things? Is it important, right? Or you're telling them this result is important. Here's why. This result is simple. Here's how. You can absolutely create this result even if you're in XYZ scenario. And then lastly, I can help you create this result. I can help you. People want help. All right. I hope this was helpful. This is a new kind of concept I created for my program, Show Up Real. We talk about revenue generating content inside Show Up Real all the time. I am so excited for the phase of business that I'm in because I am just creating so much for my clients. And I just like, I am ready to just help people get results at scale. Like, it's so, I'm in this phase where it's not about me and my business getting the results at scale. It's about my clients getting results at scale. Like, how do I do that? And I'm on a mission to figure that out. And one piece of that is coming up with this very simple concept of revenue generating content, like the four components of revenue generating content. And I really want to challenge you to start looking at your copy and reading it to yourself and saying like, oh, where did I miss the mark here? Right? Like, oh, I kind of did make it sound like the result is complicated to get. Like, let me fix that next time. Let me think about this differently, right? I don't want you to come from a place of shame when you're looking at your own content. I want it to come from this place of like, okay, now I'm going to make this better. Oh, I got it. I see what I could have done better here and there. Okay. But use this framework to help you really start thinking differently about your content and really think about this when you're writing content. Like, okay, how can I be clear that remind them that the transformation is important and that it'll change their life and that it's simple and that they can do it and that I can help them? This is the way we look at content inside Show Up Real. My clients also get content reviews where not only are they creating the copy, but they get to have it reviewed by me. And I literally create a Loom video giving them feedback on how to not only create content, but like how to make their content more converting. So if you haven't heard Show Up Real, which is my content marketing program that helps you increase your sales and build your authentic community, opens up June 4th, and we're celebrating and launching with a free masterclass that I mentioned a little bit earlier. If you have not signed up, make sure to go to that masterclass. I'm going to be teaching you how to increase your sales by 25% in 30 days. Make sure to sign up using the link below. Okay, I will see you next time. I send you a big, big hug. See you later. Bye.